But if not. What a poignant phrase from our first reading from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were so resolved to obey God whether or not he chose to save them. They knew he wasn't obliged to save them, but they stood strong in the faith nonetheless. And that is why they said those three words, but if not. Our God will save us, but if not, know that we will never bow to you, King. In the summer of 1940, more than 350 soldiers, most of them British, were trapped in Dunkirk. The German forces were on their way, and they had the capacity to wipe out the entire British force. When it seemed certain that the Allied forces at Dunkirk were about to be massacred, a British naval officer cabled three words back to London. But if not. The words were instantly recognized through the people who were accustomed to hearing the scriptures, who were literate in the scriptures. They knew the story from the book of Daniel, and they knew exactly what the naval officer was trying to communicate to them. The message of those three words was clear. The situation was desperate. The Allied forces were trapped. It would take a miracle to save them, but they would not give in to the German forces. One three-word phrase communicated all that. For some reason to this day, people do not know why, but the Axis powers hesitated to attack at Dunkirk. They backed off briefly, and that momentary hesitation allowed enough time for what is known as the miracle of Dunkirk. British families and fishermen heard of the telegraphed cry for help. They answered with marine boats, with pleasure cruisers. Some even took their little fishing boats. And they managed to evacuate more than 338 soldiers in that momentary pause by the Axis powers. One three-word scripture phrase saved 338,000 men. It troubles me to say that by and large, the scriptures are not faithfully read today among even our own faithful. Scriptural illiteracy is more common than scriptural literacy. I challenge you today to recover the significance of the scriptures in your life. I encourage you to read them daily. I exhort you, as a fellow follower of Jesus Christ, let your life, your heart, your character, and your worship be molded by the Word of God. As Jesus said in the gospel today, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples. And so I encourage you today, read the scriptures daily. Know them inside and out, and you will know the Lord. And who knows, one day it may save your life.